Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Before we get into the episode, we need to get a little business out of the way. Hey look, if we can hustle, you can hustle too. I just want to let you guys know that if you need to get out in the freezing cold just to put a deer down, it's going to be so much more worth it when you warm them up in your oven, crock pot, or whatever you got. So just get out there, maybe suffer through the cold, and maybe a grill. Hey, maybe a grill outside. Smoker. You're one of those people. Never. You're a 40-year-old
Are
old
you
man.
Trying to motivate people?
Yeah.
It's a bad look, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to be the first one. Hey, guys, I'm a motivational speaker who doesn't stick to my own words, but you know what else doesn't stick to me? Any scent. Anytime scent. I put it in my scent crusher, which this podcast is presented to you by Scent Crusher, check out the full line of gear because you're going to need some stuff for after the season. Your clothes have been stinky all year. You know, maybe you got deer blood on them. Maybe
you need it now, though, too, for hunting.
And you do need it now. So never a bad time to check out your local dealer. Check out scentcrusher.com as well. See all the products they got. I personally like the Ozone Go because I like to eat a lot of trash in my car. So,
and you smell like shit.
Not actual trash, but like trashy food.
Yeah, it's Scent Crusher is your best friend. If only you weren't too lazy to use it.
No, I use it all the time. Believe me, I use it more than my washer and dryer. But check out scentcrusher.com. If it keeps me from not stinking, it'll help you.
Oh, wow.
Those are real.
That is real.
Real facts. The podcast is also brought to you by HHA Sports. We've been putting ours to work this year. The leader in single pen sights. Lifetime warranty. Support our veterans out of Wisconsin. Everyone from Wisconsin is proud. But check out HHA if you're looking for a new sight or wanting to jump into that single pin life, or even if you already love single pin life and just want to have the best single pin that you can.
Or a new rest also, the Virtus rest.
Yep.
Attaboy.
We've been killing it. Mine, I'm doing pretty good with mine this year, and it's on fire. And Doug's is still glowing red.
Still hot.
Man.
Hot to the touch.
God damn. Oh,
speaking of like shooting things, we're also brought to you by Elite Archery. We are all shooting the Rituals. Tank Intern Tank's got the tempo.
Yep, love it.
I'm proud that our Working Class Bowhunter Rituals have had a good season. You killed a mule deer, Eric.
Yep.
Doug, you now have a muley and a whitetail down.
Oh, yeah.
I got two whitetails down. Steve's got...
Somehow I finally put antler on the ground. It just took a special edition ritual to make it happen, so...
That's what we got to do.
I'm telling you, man. Just
Tank's got a buck on the ground, but he's got the tempo. But it's awesome. Check out EliteArchery.com. Super proud of that partnership. Love everyone from the Virtue family, the Respect the Game TV family. Awesome shows that are kind of right in that elite. I was going to say brotherhood, but I wanted to include like everyone all in one word, but I couldn't think of
it. Well, hey, you know how it goes sometimes.
So check them out. Also, big time this month, for the month of November, we are the featured show. People for the featured group of Big Time.
The featured dudes.
The dudes. So check out the Big Time app. They have like giveaways and prizes. You can buy their gear through there. You can watch the Virtue on there. You can watch the Lindsay Way. All sorts of Big Time sponsored shows are on the app. So check that out. and our new Carbon series.
Yeah, dude, it's the episode's called Memories. Go back, if you haven't checked out Carbon TV yet, go back and check out all the episodes, but the latest one is Memories, and that's basically just me, Kurt, and Eric, the OGs, if you will, from the podcast, and we just kind of sit around and...
That was a good one.
We get into some really... It was fun. We got into a lot of cool discussions, and Jordan from Combination Creative absolutely killed that ending, so you need to go check that out on Carbon TV. Absolutely free.
The ending makes the whole episode.
Yeah, the ending was fantastic. Sure. Yeah,
Carbon TV is absolutely free, but if you go subscribe... Sign up for free with your email. Go give us a 10-star rating because you know we're that good and we love you, and maybe we might bribe you with some stuff. I don't know if that legally we can do that, but hey, anyway, we'll find out.
We'll give you a little something, something.
Little info on the pre-orders, depending on when you listen to this. The week of November 19th, we should be shipping those out. I plan on helping Eric get those boxed up and shipped out. Sold a lot of hanging bangs and a lot of tripping 150 tees. Mm. And if you missed the pre-order, we might have some overflow. So you have to...
We're either going to put them in the store or you might have to see us at a trade show to buy one.
Yeah,
so.
We have to figure it out. We're going to the Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio Classics this year, and we will have all our gear with us. But yeah, look for that. Let's get into it, shall we?
Yep.
Absolutely.
I'm Chase Rolfson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
It is time right now for the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast, episode number 256. We are here at 1600 Buckslayer Place, beautiful Buckatorium, lovely Girard, Illinois, zip code. Who cares at this point, right? Am I right? Steve doesn't know where he's at half the time. Anyway, I am the aforementioned Steve, and the studio today is Kurt.
Hello.
Eric.
Howdy.
What's up, Doug?
What's up?
Porn stash Doug. We'll get back to you in a minute.
Oh.
Good looking.
Tank intern Tank taking notes.
Yeah. How's it going?
God, dude, that shaved head's making you look pretty good, so.
Full house. Full house in here.
Yeah. Full house.
It's the first time we've all been together in quite a while.
A while.
Yeah.
I mean, think back. When was the last episode? I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
I'm asking, hoping you guys know.
Dude, idea. Hey, it was the competition, the North American Whitetail.
No, was it?
No, it wasn't that long ago, was it?
Last time that we were all in the same room, yeah.
Well, shit.
Good grief.
It's good to see you guys.
Would you look at that?
I mean,
because that was the last episode I was on.
It's all right to see Steve.
Maybe we needed this. Eric's going to go finish strong. Steve killed his first buck. So we're good there.
Yeah. That's good enough.
Steve's going to finish strong, but I just don't see a whole lot of motivation go.
No,
over there.
Not at all.
You guys are wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
We'll wrong.
See. We'll see about that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Do you have a veteran shout out, sir?
I do have a veteran shout out. This vet shout out is from our good buddy, the fucking man, Tony Smith.
Ooh.
Love that guy. Hit the vet shout out. Here is Mike Smith. That's his father. He's a 10-year, he did 10 years in the Marine Corps, Desert Storm vet. He's a great American and taught Tony how to be a patriot. And he also taught him what it means to sacrifice and gave him love for the country. So thank you, Mike Smith, for your...
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I was fumbling over words. Thank you for your service to this country. We do appreciate it. And Tony, thank you for your service to this country as well. We love all vets.
Thank
and
you.
We did want to give a special shout out to every vet This past week was Veterans Day. You know, I hope everybody that's a veteran, you know, thank you for your service. I hope everybody got out there and shot the deer of their dreams this year. You guys deserve it, and it would be great to hear about those vets that did kill on Veterans Day. So send us some pictures if you can. We'd love to see them. And if you
post
do,
them
if
up there.
Yeah, you're a vet. You killed deer on Veterans Day. Send us that photo. I will send you out some stickers. How's that sound?
I hate to see you make promises to veterans and not fulfill them.
No, it's going to happen.
Curtis, me, I will mail them out because Steve won't. I will do that.
You want to do that?
Well, I was going to do it anyway.
Like he's already pawning it off on you.
Yeah, like, no, if you want to do it, you can do it. Yeah. No, thank you everyone for their service. But, yeah, Steve's a real piece of work.
He's a shit bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, Eric.
I haven't seen you in a while, man. I got to give you some shit.
Yeah.
I know, man. You're a new homeowner. I should go whoop your ass in your own home. How's that sound?
I don't think so, Tim. Ain't happening.
The working class bow hunter just got a new a ship station, huh? The new shipping dock at your house.
It's awesome.
HQ.
Back up to FedEx.
I don't know how I did it before, but this is going to make it so much easier, especially with these pre-orders, because we got a million of them to send out at once. So.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Everyone's going to hate us.
And the lady at the post office is not going to be pissed when I bring in 90 boxes for
her
to
most
plug into the computer.
Well, you've done that before?
Every other pre-order, I take every single box at once, and she has to sit there and manually enter all of them in.
Yeah, but you're gonna take it. To awesome. You're taking it to the new town you live in, right?
Well, now I can actually print out the label at home, I just have to drop them off at the post office.
Gotcha.
I don't have to sit there and.
Because your new post office in your new hometown is tiny.
Oh, it's tiny,
dude.
It's awesome though. But anyway, thanks for everyone who made a pre-order. Doug, how are you?
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
You're bucked out.
I'm bucked out for bow. You're
tagged out.
Let's talk about it because you had. I knew you had a weird thing happen in the middle of your rutcation, which I want to get to. I want to address that because I talk about that often. But luckily, you're dedicated and still able to find how to make it happen. But you were passing deer that I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. So my rutcation started November 1st, and that day I saw probably $6, and then I had one at 30 yards that I filmed. And I was sitting there when he's walking away, and I was like, I think I might have fucked up.
Yep. And I remember when you texted me that.
Yeah, I sent you guys it, and they're all like, what'd you do? Like, why did you shoot?
What the hell are you doing, Doug, you dummy?
And they're like, oh, so no shot, right? I'm like, no, I could have shot him easily for like 10 minutes. Just like, okay,
he was just
cool.
Standing there like, please shoot me.
Well, in my head, my rutcation was from November 1st to the 7th, and I was like, I can get it done. So I passed him up. Then come November 5th, I really didn't see anything worth shooting after that. Then November 5th came, the afternoon. No, November 6th, because I leave the 7th. So I was like, oh, maybe I should start getting it done. And then another nice, bigger 10-pointer came in, and I was like, I rallied him in. I'm like, I should have really shot him. Like, while he's walking away, I'm like, God damn it.
There was like a string of like a couple days where Doug was like, I could have killed this deer. I should have shot this deer. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
There's those times, though, where they're coming straight at you, and you're like, oh, he's not really a shooter. And then they're walking away, you're like,
yeah, it was.
God damn it.
I've had that happen, but if you think, like, if you watch them for that long come in, thank you, and you weren't like, I have to shoot this, then maybe it wasn't big enough. But
right.
Well, he was on the other ridge, and I grunted at him, and he didn't come in. So I tried the horns, and right when I rattled, I saw him put his ears back and come towards me. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. Then he gets on my ridge, walking right to my stand. I'm looking through the binoculars. I'm like, he's a pretty good 10. Like, you got good G5, G4s, G3s. Brow tines are pretty nice, pretty wide, got mass. I'm doing this as he's walking by. I'm like, oh, there he goes. I'm like, damn, that would have made a good story.
Did you wave at him? Hey, see you later.
I was like, oh, hey,
Doug, when he said I was doing this as he was walking by, you
binoculars just doing math in my head, like carry the two.
And he just walks on by and keeps going, like, fuck.
Doug turned into an engineer real quick.
I was like, oh, the match checked out, but he's gone.
But he's gone.
Damn. Yeah. How big do you think he was?
It's probably 145 at least.
Yeah, those are tough to pass. Yeah, hey, well, move your mic in just a little bit.
Yeah, way to go, Jimmy Neutron. You passed up
Is
a good
better?
Deer.
Yep.
Yeah, so I passed two pretty good deer. And then the 7th, I had to leave for a flight to Virginia for my buddy's wedding.
A real good friend making you go to a wedding way out of town.
Yeah, Virginia Beach.
Okay.
He's in the military, though, so that was the only time I made it work.
I'm sorry.
He got a pass.
Yeah. So I had a really good time there. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, you did.
It was kind of nice to have a break, I guess. But then no one else is shooting deer here, so I'm like, oh, I think I did good. Then Sunday I get probably 12 pictures of people just killing deer everywhere. I'm like, yeah, I fucked up. So then Monday I was like, all right, I'm going to go Monday. Then our flight got delayed. I got home at midnight. I'm like, there's no way I'm going in the morning. Then I get a picture of one of my buddies that killed a monster. I'm like, shit, I should have went. Then my mom wakes me up at 7. A big buck just ran to the backyard. I'm like, fuck. So I went out, got in the stand, jumped probably 20 deer that I bedded down by my stand for some reason.
Because you weren't there.
Sat there on the ridge. I'm like, they all chase off. I'm like, well, that's fucked. And then I'm sitting there, and over a ridge comes a 130-inch 8-pointer. Pretty nice one. And he beds down 25 yards from me for about an hour.
Jeez, man.
And I set an alarm at 9 o'clock to get up. And my alarm went off, and he didn't even care. He was, like, just sitting there sleeping. He didn't give a shit.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Really?
Yeah. I was filming and everything. He didn't care at all.
Do you have his eyes closed and all that?
Well, he was – when my alarm went off, he woke up. So, I mean, I guess the alarm worked a little bit. But
so he looked up. It didn't wake you up. It woke him up.
Like, what the fuck was that? And then he went back to sleep.
He hit the snooze button.
He was literally, like, head tucked, like, literally sleeping.
Like a dog.
Really?
That's crazy. Were his eyes closed when he was doing that?
Oh, yeah. His eyes were closed fully. For about
well, yeah, because then you had that little buck come in too.
Yeah, come at him, and he's like, he just stared at him. He didn't get up. He was like, "What are you gonna do? Like, come at me."
Yeah, come at me, bro.
Imagine a life of deer. You're trying to sleep, and then you're like, "Oh man, I gotta wake up and whoop this dude's ass."
Even a coyote come running through about like 100 yards from him, and he just looked at it. He didn't get up yet. He's like, "Oh man, I should." He stood up for a little bit and just bedded right back down. When really? It ran away, yeah.
He's like, that coyote knows not to fuck with
this. He must
have
been pretty tired or something.
Yeah.
He'll be a stud next year, though, so that's why I didn't shoot him.
I don't know. He sounds lazy, if you ask me.
Yeah, he was pretty lazy. I'll give him that.
He's kind of like,
hope it
like
works
you.
For him. Shut up, dick.
I know. I hope he makes it. Hopefully he doesn't do any more stupid shit like that.
It's like dumb because the deer didn't know he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Man, you're so close to death.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I could shoot you so easily. Like, why is bedded down? I could have just smoked him.
He was that. How far was he?
25 yards.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That is funny.
How did you just let him live, man? I couldn't have.
I don't know. He'd be a really nice one. He's like a young deer, too.
Well, the deer he's been having underneath him, you know. It's,
yeah, he's not the compared to ones I passed already, so. So if I backtrack then, I'm going to look like a real asshole.
Yeah, right.
So I passed him up. Then I had to go back to work, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you went back for a day.
2 days.
Oh, 2 days. Okay.
2 days. May have called in sick today. The morning was too perfect, though. I mean, it was beautiful out. Snuck back in there this morning, like, perfect. I got there real early, snuck in there, didn't make any noise, got in my stand. I was sitting there, and about 7 o'clock, I ain't seeing shit. I'm like, God damn it, like, bucks are locked down or something. God,
wasted another sick day.
Wasted another. I'm going through time like crazy now. Like, I need to start saving up again. But
it's about over, though.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
I mean, now anyway,
like, hunting's my vacation anyway, so it worked out. So I was sitting there around 7. I'm like, oh man, I'm not seeing anything. Like, they'll probably come. Like, the combine started up in the cornfield behind me. I'm like, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there and I hear a grunt behind me. So I just sit up and got ready. And a doe come running through. I'm like, here we go. And this big boy came through. I'm like, oh. That's a nice one. I was like,
oh.
Sitting there, I was like,
ooh.
Like, dude, hello. Trying to do the math in my head again. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I just need to shoot
70s
this
porn music starts hitting, and Doug just like locked on his butt. Like, yeah. Yes.
What's up?
So he pushes the doe like 20 yards right to me, and he, sorry.
You crying?
Doug, he's crying. Ah.
Yeah, no, I'm choked up. Emotional. I'm choked up about it. Hunt's pretty serious. But, so he comes in at 20 yards, and I couldn't shoot him. And there's a crick right, like 10 yards from me.
I'm sorry, a what?
A crick.
Let him tell a story, for fuck's sake, Steve.
So then he goes, and he takes a drink out of the crick. And he's like head on from me, so I can't really shoot him. And then the doe takes off, so he follows it. So I'm like, fuck, there goes that. I was like, well, maybe he'll come back. He's chasing a doe. I texted you guys, said that. And he, so then the doe came back and bedded 60 yards in a cedar patch. And he was just, he came back at 60 yards, and he was just circling there, like, protecting her. So I'm like, shit, he's probably going to stay there all day. I'm going to sit there and watch him. And then this little buck came in at 20 yards behind me. I'm like, oh, here we go. So I grabbed my bow, and I could see him get up, and he saw him, and he come right, ears back, come right down to him, like, oh, yeah, you done, son.
You done.
You fucking done,
then he got, like,
son.
30 yards, and I was just waiting for the right time to pull back, and there's this perfect split tree, and he stopped so perfect right in, and I'm like, 30 yards, I pulled back, put it right on him, just made sure I centered my shot, I let it go, and it smoked him. Like, I pinwheeled him.
Center punch. Ooh. You knew immediately.
Oh, right when I let it go, I was like, you're done.
You're done. You're dead.
So I hit him, and he mule kicks, and I can see blood come out right away. I'm like, well, that's a good sign. He runs 20 yards, stops.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, he runs 20 yards and stops, and he, like, his tail didn't wiggle or anything. I was waiting for that to see if he's really going down. But when he stopped, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's going down. And he just piled over at 20 yards, like,
damn, dude.
He's like 50 yards from me, but
damn, dog fucking it was awesome. Smoked him.
That's crazy.
The blood was incredible. A raptor trick slipped right through him.
Dude, they tear him up.
They do.
Yeah, I saw your exit hole. It was like, it looked steep, the shot.
Yeah, well, like, I was kind of up on like a little ridge, and he was down on the bottom of the creek, so.
Mm.
But I put it right where I want, I mean, literally right where I wanted to go, like. It was amazing.
There's no better feeling than watching them fall like in front of your face.
I don't think I've ever smoked a deer that good.
You don't have that worry about them running off. You're like, okay, I don't know if he went down or not.
Well, it's like
my whole season has been.
Right. It's an immediate celebration when you watch them go down.
So like where I was hunting that, it was like a 40-yard diameter little patch opening that I'm in, and everything else is cedar thicket. So I'm like, I really got to smoke him because if he goes in that cedar thicket, it's going to be a bitch.
To get him
but
out.
But like,
of
riding to let the air awesome, go, dude. I'm like, we're good.
There, Doug knew he had to throw the knockout punch, so he did.
Oh, yeah. It felt good. It felt really good.
That's awesome. You Mike Tyson'd him.
So I had to call everybody, send you guys all the texts, call you.
I was getting a call, and I answered, like, what'd you shoot? Like, you know
what everyone says when I call them, you kill something?
Right.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I did.
God damn right I did. What the hell's wrong with you?
You're a big bastard.
I'm going to hate if, like, Eric calls me in the next couple of days, like, oh, what'd you kill? Nothing, you're just fucking fat, and he hangs up. Like,
I've never thought of that, but that's a good idea.
Eric should do that all the time.
He's going to call you, like, at 8. He's like, hey, you're fat. Oh, got a deer coming. Got to go.
Hey, you're fat.
I just want to remind you that you're a fat piece of shit. See you later.
I know if my buddies are calling it like strange-ish times in November, like on a week morning, I'm like, this motherfucker is hunting shots.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like, who else calls you at 7:30 in the morning on a Tuesday?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what for?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, your buck, he's a nice buck. So you brought him over, we took some photos, and then here we are. You shot that buck today.
Yeah.
This
like,
morning.
In podcast land right now, like the day of we're recording, less than 12 hours ago.
Yeah, I think I shot him about 7:30.
Yeah, boom. Yeah.
It's a pretty quick sit. I was gonna sit all day too.
Or if you're Steve, boom, bitch,
boom, bitch,
boom, bitch.
Ritual 30,
dude. That should be my new catchphrase. Next time I shoot a deer, just boom, bitch.
If you're on film, that's your catchphrase.
You don't need a catchphrase, man.
Oh yeah, I do.
Boom, bitch.
I need all the help I can get, son.
All right, boom, real fast. Starting with Eric, we're going around the room. What would your catchphrase be if you were a big TV hunter? Eric, go ahead.
Go piss up a rope.
Oh, that's a harsh
dude,
one.
Dude, he smokes like a 200-inch deer.
I'm like, why don't you go piss up a rope, asshole?
You're like arrogant about it. Okay, Doug, what would yours be?
I think mine would just be woof.
I don't know. Wait a second.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know. Every time I shoot a deer and I see it go down, I'm just like, fuck yeah, every time.
I don't know if you can do that, though, on like
well,
TV.
Well, no, not on TV. Because that did happen and didn't make it to TV.
They can bleep it out. I guess they
on what, your mule deer?
Oh, yeah.
Frick yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. Frick yeah.
Frick yeah.
I can't wait to hear tanks.
What would yours be?
He's like, indubious. Fucking nerd.
I don't know. Am I even on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, there it is.
There you go.
How does it say? I was deaf.
Sorry about you.
Yeah. Probably be like, yeah. That's what that deer gets.
Harsh?
That's what you get, you idiot.
Yeah. Why the fuck would you walk past me?
That is your, what was your? What would yours be, Steve?
Seriously, I want to, on film, and I want to make this happen, and just like I'm like, I smoke the deer, and it's like, it's going, and I see it go down. I go, that deer's down, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And just have that be like... What the hell? This is 3:00 in the afternoon on a Friday show.
What are you going to do if, like, you don't see him go down?
Dude, I'll pull a Roddy Piper. I'll be like, You know, I thought I had all the answers, but that deer changed the question. The question is, where is he now?
Mine would probably be like Booyah or something.
After he smoked two deer?
Yeah. You only do that on doubles.
Hey, you know who's actually got a catchphrase that I noticed is old Big Larry McCoy. Dude, when he
Lorenzo?
When he shoots a, what?
Lorenzo?
Lorenzo. Is that what you're calling
story.
Now?
Different story, yeah.
Oh God. When he shoots a deer, he's like, and I see him do it in Africa too. I picked it up. He's like, he'll shoot a deer. He's like, watch him, watch him, watch him. Deer always goes down. So next time you go watch Respect the Game, look at Larry McCoy, and he'll hear, watch him, watch him.
It's hey, what, awesome. What'd you say after you shot your buck this year? What was like your...
When I drew back, as soon as I drilled,
don't,
I go...
tell the truth.
I go, yeah, man, Kurt's going to be so proud. I can't. I'm so. Daddy's gonna be so proud.
All right, thank you.
Papa, papa, get some.
Papi,
papi, papi. Like,
hey, papi. Oh, hey, papa, look what I did for you. Are you proud, papa? Are you papa? Proud?
I shot that buck, and I go, Daddy's gonna be so proud.
You probably said it out loud, dude. Didn't
don't
you?
Do that. It's so wrong. You can't call other grown men daddy.
Yes, you can. This is America. You can do what you want.
That's true. That
you
is
just
true.
Shouldn't sometimes.
Never.
At trade shows, you just got to call him daddy the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Just weird everyone out on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just man. In the middle of a tavern to be like, hey, dude, daddy.
You need a beer?
Hey, you got to call me slugger. Like, yeah, slugger. Yeah, champ.
Tight.
Pal.
What's up, sport?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, man.
Sport.
Hey, sport. Give me a beer.
Dude, what would your catchphrase really be?
I don't know.
You done, son.
I don't know. I've never thought about it. Because I was thinking like Lee and Tiffany, they just go, yes, yes, like 1,000 times, and that's kind of neat.
Their thing is like texting BBD. Like, that's
yeah,
like,
that's like their thing. Who else has got a fun catchphrase?
Oh, PV. Oh, Sad Daddy.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, Sad Daddy's going down.
Which ones that I don't watch a lot of hunting TV anymore. Really,
I don't
either. For my niche, I couldn't tell. But like, isn't what's weirder? Signature.
Oh, give me a minute, folks.
Oh, give me a second, folks.
What is more weird, having a catchphrase on a hunting show or having like a signature face paint pattern? What's worse?
Face paint for face sure.
That's way worse, right? Yeah.
Way worse.
And if you have both, yikes.
Because sometimes I don't even know how people get it so perfect on their like on their face. How do they get that shit so perfect every time?
I don't know.
Do they have to go to like a makeup artist before they go out hunting? You know what I mean?
When we put on face paint in Colorado, we literally would grab it. I got the Hardy face paint tubes because I wanted just the ease of just quickly putting it on.
And you don't have that shell of your fingers.
Yeah, and you know like that hard, it's like hard. You don't really like, get the paint amount that you want. We literally just painted up our faces. And, like, does it look good? Like, no mirror. And it's like, yeah, the shittier it looks, the better.
Dude, oh, for and that sure. was the greatest face paint I've ever saw. Me and Kurt were watching Monster Bucks. And Philip Culpepper came on, and dude, it looked like he just like dipped like four of his fingers in a paint, and just like a pinky above his eyebrow, like it didn't look like, you know, he was trying to be the ultimate warrior or anything like that, or you know, he wasn't fearing any evil, but dude, he just had like the greatest face paint I've ever seen in my life, and it just looked like it was like that's a guy who knows how to kill. That's what it said to me when I saw his face paint. I was like, that dude knows how to paint his face and kill deer.
Maybe I should bring the face paint back. Maybe a little good luck.
Do it. Hey, we did in Colorado, we did I don't know what we called it, like a fancy face paint day. So when we went out, we all painted something different on our faces. For
just
him.
Go total Rambo.
Yeah.
So you can see
yeah.
skin.
I was the Rambo. I had the full like angle like stripes.
Dude.
And then Jeremy put like a Rambo with all the hunting colors on his cheek, like a little kid painting. Right?
Dude, next year for turkey hunting, I want someone to paint their face like or their hand completely black or brown and just put it over my face and draw like a turkey.
Trace your hand.
Yeah, that's what I want on my face Thanksgiving.
I kind of quit doing it after the night I got home. It's kind of late. And there's a bunch of people at the bar. I'm like, oh shit, I just got ready and went to the bar. Yeah, I totally forgot I had face paint on.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Dude, you look like you're trying to live the gimmick too hard.
Rocked it all night.
That's hilarious.
The old face paint.
Hold on.
I don't even know if I have any left. I have to search for it.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it unless it's hot.
Well, most of it's a pain in the ass because it's harder than fuck to get off.
I've never worn it. Never done it.
Nope.
So let's go back to your butt because we went off kind of off topic there. But like, what's next now? What do you do now?
I still got a doe tag for bow.
Yeah.
And then I got a late muzzleloader.
So you can kill a buck with a late muzzleloader.
Yep.
Yeah. Chief Keith's going down.
Going downtown.
Nice.
He likes to hang out during late season.
Do you think I would? Do you think I would at some point? Because Illinois, like, gun season's this weekend in podcast land. And it was
in
like
Illinois.
In Illinois, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah.
Not in Iowa.
So 2 years ago, was it 2 seasons ago? They allowed you to be, you have to purchase firearm tag, either sex, but you can bow hunt during gun season. So do you think I was going to have that?
Well, during late muzzleloader, which is after shotgun season end, bow and late muzzleloader opens up. And is it, if you have a muzzleloader tag, you can shoot a deer with a bow?
I think you can.
Is that true? Okay, so you technically could get.
But just, it's not like Illinois where you can, during shotgun season, you can take your bow out. Shotgun is only gun.
Okay, so
that's a new thing for people who live in Illinois. Like a couple years ago, that changed. Not two,
two
seasons ago.
Two,
changed.
Three seasons ago. Yeah.
So in Iowa, you theoretically could kill two bucks with a bow.
Yes.
Okay.
Theoretically,
well, tell you, you kill three. If you're a landowner, you can get a bow, another bow tag.
A landowner.
Three
bow tag.
40
you kill three
plus
bucks
acres or something like that?
Yeah.
Do you have to draw for landowner tags? I don't know how that
you
works.
No, you just go to the store and buy a tag.
And those, if I'm not mistaken, too, I don't know how other states are, but like I heard Iowa, if you have a landowner tag, you can give that to like an in-law or your kids.
No.
Is that not true? I thought you could give them to like out-of-state. It has
to
be
live
them
on that property.
I don't.
No, that's what I'm saying. They live on that
get
property,
your mail
but
there.
But
you can't let give your tag to someone else.
Though. Oh, you can't? Okay, because I thought I heard.
I say I have no idea.
What if they live there?
Okay. So
like,
you have
I
to
could
live
get a landowner tag.
Okay. I never knew. I never
I
looked into
that.
It.
It's a good idea.
But can't you only get one per property though? Like,
yeah, you only get one.
So like if Doug got one, his mom couldn't go get a landowner's tag or his dad.
Oh, gotcha.
I think it's one per property.
That makes sense. That's probably a good thing, right?
And I don't know if that goes off like acreage. You know, what if you own like 6,000 acres?
Yeah.
You only
like
get one tag. For 6,000 acres, I don't know. I don't know how all that works.
Based on acres,
I had people questioning me on killing two bucks in Illinois.
Really?
Yeah. My mom had someone at her work saw my photo and was like, "How do you do that?" You can't, and like argued her. She printed out the regs and put it on her desk and was like, "Look, bitch."
What?
Really? Yeah. She's like, "No, you can kill one with a bow and one with a buck, or one with a bow and one with a gun in Illinois." I'm like, well. Or two with a bow.
You should be like, this lady would think that as someone who bought the tags, like,
I told my mom, she called me, and I'm like, tell her that I bought two either sex tags. I publicly posted both photos. Like, if I was a shadester, would I put them all out there?
Do you think not a lot of people know about the buck or the bow hunting during gun season?
I think now I do,
shotgun thing?
Because I didn't know until like 2 days before the first year it happened.
Dude, no, it wasn't even the rules and regulations.
It wasn't printed in the rules and regs. It was like a change that happened, I think, after the print.
You called me and you're like, hey, asshole, you need to get tags. I go, what? Dude, it's gun season. He's like, no, go to the IDNR Facebook. And so I looked and it was on their Facebook page where they said, so I go down, before I go buy a firearm tag, I call my local DNR officer. Call them. I'm like, hey.
They're getting tired of getting calls, I think, too, at this point.
And well, yeah, sure, this is what he said. I called and they go, hey, I am sure you probably got a million questions already. He goes, yes, you absolutely can bow hunt during the gun season. I go, okay, as long as you're saying it, that's all I need.
Right.
The DNR is just fucking Steve again.
And that's what's nice about
take this one.
The Iowa DNR, too, their Facebook page is awesome. Like, if there's a new reg or something, they're pushing it like crazy.
It's so good. But you know, the problem
is. I was going to figure it out, dude.
And the problem is, like, the amount of conservation officers, because there's not a whole hell of a lot of them. I think in Illinois there's only, like, 100 throughout the...
Dude, they're like, so fucking hard to get a hold of, too. When you got a call, you can't find a number on the website.
Uh-huh.
You have to know... The way I have the two DNR officer numbers I have them from people, taxidermists or meat processors or through a friend of a friend who had the number because there was a call one time. That's how I have DNR officer numbers known on.
Well, see, like at Iowa DNR website, you can go on there, look up your county, and it'll give you, if there's more than one officer, it'll give you more than one number or the officer that's in charge of that county.
Yeah.
And maybe there is something like that, but I haven't found it. So if
I don't
anyone out there knows for Illinois DNR officer contacts per county, like a list,
send it over because I'll gladly share that on the page.
Hey, you know what, dude? We all talked to our buddy Scott Wright. He's a retired conservation officer.
Yeah, I have our Scott County DNR in my program, my phone, just in case, you know, some weird question comes up or anything, I can just call them on a cell phone.
Yeah, and they are always, awesome. When you do get a hold of them, they're always more than happy to, you know, hey, it's better that I guide you through rather than me take you to jail for some dumb shit.
Right,
you know?
Right, yeah. For sure.
But that's a good thing. Someone send that to us because I'm curious. Because, again, there's not a whole hell of a lot of officers around here anyway.
No.
It's budget things. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, there's...
Oh, I just remembered something. I forgot to add. So after that buck was napping, I went out that night, and there's this little buck chasing a doe around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this shit.
And she'd stop to let him mount her, and she couldn't take his weight. So she'd fall down, and he'd just beat the living piss out of it. And then she'd get back up, run 10 yards, and he'd do it again, and just literally, like, in our CRP patch, just beating the piss out of this thing. I was like, shit, like, I should do something, but...
This guy's a savage.
I'm not getting my ass kicked.
You literally sat there and watched this savage beating go on?
I did. I was thinking about shooting him, but he's pretty small, real small.
Should have shot the doe and put her out of her misery.
Well, he did put her out of her misery. He actually ended up drowning her in the creek. Like, so literally terrible. Murdered a doe.
Jeez. Dude, you need to kill that deer. You need to get a special permit to kill that deer.
I saw him the other night, too. I was like,
dude, I'm not talking like... Murderer. Dude, you need to get that deer out of there. You need to talk to the DNR, find your DNR officer. I'm like, yo, we got
to
get him.
I was trying to get my phone ready to play some like dramatic music because I figured that story was going to be way more detailed. Damn it. And I just wasn't fast enough.
You want me to do it again?
You just weren't quick enough. On the podcast, just tell the story over quick.
You got to be quicker than that.
Not in my
house. Almost had it.
Almost had
it. But yeah, that was probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
I just haven't brought this back.
He needs some milk.
In a while, so.
She needed some milk to get away from him, Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah.
You should have pulled her, Doug, and yelled.
He needs some milk.
And then ran over there and grabbed her and bottle fed her some milk and put her back on her way.
I tried grunting at him to get him away from her, but he was not leaving.
She ran after him.
He was
getting after my ass kicked.
A doe died because you didn't save a life.
Yeah.
Deer domestic abuse is not a joke, Doug.
I did feel bad about that one.
Doug, you're a shitty person.
Doug, the blood is literally on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
It was today. What's up?
Yeah.
What's
up? But the deer you shot...
What's up?
The deer you shot was coming back home to his doe who had her leg broken by another ferocious buck, and he was coming back to nurse her to health, and that's why you caught him, because he was going back to do the right thing. So you killed the buck who was doing the right thing, yet you let this... filthy, filthy animal keep walking.
Yeah, he's still out there.
And I'm the piece of shit.
He's a murderer. Kay.
Speaking of broken legs, I was out hunting, whenever it was an evening. And
did you break your leg?
No, there was this doe coming out of the CRP, and she was like walking all funny on her front leg. I'm like, what the hell's going on, you know? And she gets to the fence line like...
What's up with that jackass?
Like 10 yards from me, and she's like... throwing her leg forward, locking it in, and putting her weight on it. And then when she would go to step, it was just like a limp noodle. And she had like this big old knuckle on it. I don't know if it obviously it was broken at some point, but it was like...
Ouch.
It was just the weirdest thing that they can learn to still walk on that. Because usually when they have a messed up leg, you know, they're not even putting any weight on it. They just kind of hobble along, you know. But she would throw it forward, lock it in, put her weight on it, and then step again.
You just want to, like, get a shot at her, you know?
Right.
Speaking of broken legs, did Darren Christianberry not shoot a deer that had a healed broken leg?
Oh, I saw he shot a big one.
I had messaged him. I hadn't heard from the guy in a while. Love the guy. I was like, hey, man, I haven't heard from you in forever and a day. Hope you have some good luck this season. He goes, well, I'm going out to Kansas. Hopefully I'll get it done. Like every time he goes out there.
We got Darren back on, man.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, he went out there.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he killed himself a really nice Kansas deer, and I thought he said something about, or someone posted it, but it was like, yeah, the deer had a broken leg that healed.
That's just how
like
that 8.5-year-old was that I shot. He had a big old knuckle on his, like,
yeah,
elbow, I guess you'd call it.
It looked like a healed break.
Oh, yeah, it was, crazy. But he was walking fine, and he could, I mean,
so
move.
So tough.
It's crazy.
Hey, I also have that video after I shot it. You want to play it?
What's that? Yeah, I can.
It's pretty bad.
You cuss a lot?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yep, you can be here.
Do you cuss a lot? Yep. Okay, let's play it.
It's one that says play like with
is
my
your phone
face
on like
it?
Do not disturb so nothing will like ring through?
I don't know.
Here, it's Samsung.
Which one am I playing?
The one with my, it's like got my face on it, the play button.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Is this today?
Hold on. It's too quiet.
Turn the volume up.
This is like right after I shot it.
All right, ready?
It's Tyler from Working Class Bow Hunter, and I just smoked a big boy. Fuck, he smoked him, dude. 30 yards, pinwheeled him. He's down over here like 40 yards. He's done.
He's done.
Oh, shit. Chasing a doe. He came in at 20 yards and I couldn't stop him. And he went off. And another little buck just came through. 30 yards he came in. I drilled him. Oh shit. See if you can see him over here.
I couldn't turn my camera around. I couldn't figure that out.
Dude, we need to save that video and put awesome. Seriously 70s porn music over. This is like porn stash dog
in the background.
It was fucking cold this morning. I know that.
That's awesome, man. I like that. Like, I'm just going to get my phone out. Even if I'm not in like frame, you still hear what I'm saying. Just film my reaction. Right. Like,
it's good to catch it right after it happened.
I wish I could have done it on my second buck this year, but it was too like, it was just, it wasn't 100%. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was hard to film myself walk up on a buck. I didn't want to like get up in video and have the most embarrassing video of all time.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I would love to see like a guy like doing a hero shot, like just like the shit that they make TVs. Like, that buck's down right there, baby. Look at him down. Oh, shit. Where's he going? I ain't come back, bitch.
No. He's still running.
Or like when you're trailing it, like, oh, there he is. He's down. Like, walk up on him. Let's go get him. Oh, he's down.
Let's go get him. Okay.
Yeah, that would suck. All confident.
Oh, yeah.
Weird flex, but okay.
I told you I smoked him.
I smoked him. Wait, there he goes.
I smoked him, and he smoked me.
Well, heck, I think, Doug, we're going to have you give a prediction.
Oh, yeah. Because did you not predict yourself?
I did.
You did, but it wasn't on the podcast.
No.
You did predict it. You did predict it.
Let's screenshot that because
we didn't want to be cocky, but man, how baller would that be if you're like, tomorrow, Doug will have a deer dead.
Well,
that's what he said.
In my head, I was like, I wanted to say by 10 a.m. tomorrow, today, I was going to be done, but.
But you gave yourself a couple days. You said Saturday by.
Well, I said I was going to say today. Right. And I was like, I'll just give myself to Saturday. So I'm just real confident, you know?
Okay. So I think there's a lot of people who are wanting predictions, Doug. But
I need one.
I was going to say, we have to give Eric the prediction. Because, hold on, we got to talk about this first. Eric, and I'm sorry to do it to you, man, but people are going to want to hear it. You got to get the tattoo.
I know it.
Oh, shit.
Where are you going to get it?
I think I'm going to get on my ass.
Are you?
Oh, on your butt? Yeah. Straight on your ass cheek?
Dude.
How are you going to sit down? You have to stand up for a while.
He's got a bony ass. He ain't got much ass to sit on.
If I would have got it, which I won that tournament, by the way, I would have got it on my leg. Like down on like the inside of like my ankle area.
No, really?
Yeah, because I would have used that tattoo to start my leg sleeve. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That would have been good.
Would it just be your legging then?
Can you
instead of a leg sleeve, your legging tattoo?
The tattoo like eating grass, but it's your ass.
Like the deer's eating ass.
Ass-eating season, what's up?
Fucked up. What's up, ass-eating season?
Yeah, I need to get a hold of the tattoo shop.
Ass-eating season. You can't talk about this. It's a hunting podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about donkeys.
The industry doesn't want it.
You need to record your phone conversation when you call them. Hey. Can I get tattooed?
No, I know we're going to Zach Dole, my buddy in Coralville.
No, I'm going to Silver Key because I have a $75 gift card for there.
You're going to Silver Key, son.
Fuck yeah, yeah.
Okay,
why when I was like, I'm not. If I have to get this tattoo,
you know they're going to charge you a handling fee because it's on your ass.
Yeah, an ass handling fee.
I don't give a shit. I'm still saving $75, you know.
God damn it. Eric's always in for a deal. It's like, yeah, I don't give a shit. How much you got to charge to touch my ass? I'm saving money.
Okay, so that's the premier tattoo shop in our area.
Yeah, so
you're going to go to a Top Shop tattoo shop and get your ass tattooed.
This girl that works there, I actually went to school with her, so I'm going to I'm going to message her and be like, "All right, what's up?"
Which chick is it?
I can't remember her name now.
Is she hot? All right. Then me and you will then
hopefully she doesn't hear this and she's really give you a bad
if she's hot, then we'll double up. I'll get the tattoo just so she can check out what I got going on, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus,
I'll get the tattoo with you, Eric.
When we all get our logo done, we're gonna go to Zach Dole in Coralville.
Who's getting the teardrop done? Kurt, you getting the WCB teardrop?
I'll get one.
It's for the homies.
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta get like five of them for all five of the homies. Dude, you gotta get one for every OG. Dude, you're just gonna be pouring. Never mind. No one gets that reference.
I want Jordan to be there and kind of do a little video of the immediate. Oh,
Jordan's getting a tattoo too. What's he? What are you talking about?
Well, he called me that morning. He shot his buck, and
did he?
Jordan's gonna beat your
that
ass.
Night. I had like a 165 almost come in, like down the trail, heading right towards me, and then there was a doe on the neighbor's property. In like 10 more yards, he would have been 15 yard shot, perfect. But he jumps the fence, goes over there. And I called him like, "Hey, dude, congratulations! You know, I was hunting all day. I didn't have time to call him." And he's like, "Honestly, if you would have shot one tonight, I would have got the tattoo with you."
Oh, same day.
Yeah, same day, deer.
It should have. Like, we didn't clarify the rules. It should have went by day, like not by like hour.
Yeah.
So right. Like that person had like the same amount of time to like match him.
Right. Right.
Dude, a redemption cup.
But surprise, surprise, bitch, you didn't read the fine print. It's the smallest buck. So
get the fuck out of here. Oh, shit, there's still time. Shit.
Wait, so you're saying there's a chance?
Not a million years. Well, I give it like
that, one a million. The thing is,
3 days.
Steve doesn't really count because he never killed any adult deer.
I've killed a deer that's had sex once.
No, last
maybe.
Year.
Yeah.
And it got fucked. It didn't do the fucking.
Dude, sex is sex. What's up?
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah, it's whatever, though. I'm going to get it.
It's kind of awesome in a way.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, dude, it's going to be great. Are you going to get the year logo on there? Or
you got to get it in like, you got to get 18 or something like that.
2018
for
or something.
Yeah.
I'm something like, I can.
Like a, I always thought like a brand on the tattoo, like the little deer's butt, like it was a brand. Psst, 18.
Oh, yeah, like cattle.
Yeah, I think that'd be funny.
I don't know. I gotta set that up though.
Make sure it has 18 epic. Spots. Because for some reason, it
all
has
I'm saying is,
spots.
Yeah, when I pull my pants, I'm like, yeah, count all the spots on there. See if you figure it out.
Steve got lucky this year, man. All I'm saying, next year, if we do this again, Jordan wants
shit,
to.
Dude.
Steve's going to feel the heat real fast. Boy,
and
son.
I figured, like, I'm like, Steve's hunting this year, like, he's fucked. He's getting this tattoo
you know
for
what's,
sure.
You know what's
I thought for sure you'd be the guy
the
with
funny
the tattoo.
Shit, so I'm driving home.
I wish we had all our kills on film, like in a row, so we could put a highlight reel of like the tattoo. But
dude, I was
well, yeah. You just everyone shoots their bucks, and then right at the end, it's just a picture of my ass.
Yeah,
it's like wah.
Because it was Doug's prediction, and I remember, dude. Everybody's getting so.
You gotta give Erica a prediction here before we get off here.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead. Now? Tell your story. No, tell your story, Steve.
Oh, yeah. So
I did the math in my head real quick.
With Doug's prediction, so when you guys were on the podcast, I was driving home listening to it, and Cameron's like, because this is a week after, it was the same podcast that you told the story about when we didn't find that deer that first shot.
Yeah.
So Doug's like, and I remember Cameron, I knew you were feeling it. You're like, shit, Steve's launching arrows at deer. Shit, I'm stumbling. Dude, Doug gave me the prediction. He goes, I think if Steve gets out, he'll get it done this weekend. I'm like, all right, I got to prove a point. So I end up smoking a deer, and I was going down
being
the list.
Cocky, I don't like it.
I was going down the list of people to call, and Doug happens to come up first in my. So I was like, Doug, your prediction was right. Oh, cool, Eric's here. I was like, oh, fuck, is he going to get mad that I didn't call him first?
Fuck, yeah, I was like, what a dick.
Because it was the day. And plus, I didn't want to rub it in your face because that was, I think it was the story you told about the deer that got away.
Which one? Oh, the first one? The first one?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was that buck that you're like, where the hell did this thing go? Yeah,
let's get a real prediction from Doug.
I want to hear a real prediction.
This is a Doug Stash prediction here.
You got three predictions because me and Tank still got tags.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you got to...
Yeah, that doesn't count,
though. Those require a little more questions of, like, how much you're going to hunt. He's got to ask, like, some crime scene details. All right.
So we're just looking for Eric.
Yeah. You can give the half prediction for these guys. That'd be interesting.
All right. So tomorrow morning, Eric's going to have a doe.
Wow. Right out the gate.
Wow.
Yeah, by...
Whoa, time?
9:30, he'll have a doe.
So if it hits 9:30, I'm getting down.
Yeah,
yeah right. I'm done.
Right. Wait,
I'm
hey, done. Well, hold on. 9:30 Central Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
What other fucking Central time would it be? Why would we run on Eastern?
I don't fucking know. I just want to make sure that Eric doesn't do a stupid move. 9:30 Central
on the
time.
16th of November.
So he's 9:30
Central Time. Okay.
November 16th, and then that Saturday, November 17th, by 3:00.
Ooh.
He'll have a buck on the ground.
Doug, wow. I can't shoot deer at 3 a.m. Oh, at night. Okay.
Dang. Damn, you went back to back. That's a bold prediction.
You got a 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Bucks a buck, right?
All right.
All right. Well,
you heard it there. You want to give predictions for these two gentlemen here?
Miss Cleo spoke.
When are your seasons then?
January 19th.
Yeah.
You guys go till the 19th?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know what day it is. So you have to check.
It's like mid-January.
I'm feeling December 22nd for Tank.
Damn.
And then
you
for
better
Steve,
get your fucking cold clothes out, homie. Yeah.
Give me December 15th, baby. I'll be in Oklahoma.
Oh shit, does you're in Oklahoma.
Yeah. See, those are details that he's got
to
know.
Yeah, I'm going to Oklahoma.
For
and,
how long?
Like 5 days.
18th, you'll be done.
No, that's the day after I'm. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the day I'm coming back. 18th, I'll be done.
Yeah.
That's the day I'll be driving home.
So that's on or before that date.
You're actually going to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Wait, what vehicle? How are you going to get there?
I'm going to rent a car. Funny story. Going to rent a car.
You want to take Helen?
What?
You want to take Helen to Oklahoma?
Are you offering me to take that?
No, I would not trust that thing.
I'm like, dude, I'm like,
it's $1,000 car.
You fucking kidding me?
Just saying, I'm like,
cold-blooded. He needs some milk. Steve just... You let me take that?
Well, I was going to see if I could take my roommate's truck. You know, he just
my
put fresh in
my roommate.
Your dad's truck.
Yes.
He just put brand new tires on. I'm like, shit.
Oh, man. Helen just got new tires, too.
Yeah?
They're a little bit too big, though, and they rub.
Oh,
like
yeah, that's right. You're my
bitch.
New roommate. I'm moving into your basement.
New meats. Hey, no, the not. Trailer right here is up for sale.
I saw that, dude. I actually half considered that.
What?
You should.
I think about buying it just to bulldoze it and fence it in and have my own private shooting lane right next to the house.
Or, dude, that's your man cave. You let
what
Sam
do they want for
house?
That shit box?
Huh? I don't know. Dude, it can't be over 10 grand.
Oh, dude. No oh, way. Shit.
It can't be. In the lot? Yes. I'd buy it.
Son.
I would buy it. I would have it bulldozed, hauled out of here, and it would be. I'd plant grass.
See, you don't have that much money to move in there?
It's a fucking trailer. You don't need that much money. I've seen people that live in trailers. They don't make more than me.
Jeez. I know, but most trailers you can't get a loan from a bank through.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. I forgot. They're like, yeah, no, that ain't happening. It's like straight cash, baby.
Like, we can't take that from you. You have to get a car loan.
It's like, we'd much rather let you get some money for a 2018 Chevy Silverado Z71 High Country than to rent that.
You really wouldn't live there, would you?
Yeah, I would.
Wow.
Was that a serious question?
It might be surprisingly nice on the inside.
No.
It's got like a basement. Goddamn.
Wow, this is amazing.
Kurt's like, hey, man, cool. You're my neighbor. Can I come check out the house? Like, no. We'll just hang out here. No big deal.
You might want to come over there.
Yeah, you don't want to see the fire that happened when the mini meth lab exploded.
All right,
making it for personal use.
Let's close this out on that. If this is I don't know what we're going to put out yet. We might have another episode coming Thanksgiving week, but if we don't, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We hope you enjoy it. Time with your family or time hunting, whatever you do, or both.
Forgot Eric has Thanksgiving week to hunt, too. Well, I'll keep it at my prediction. I'll stick to it.
Okay.
Nice. Well,
I like your thinking.
I believe in you.
All right.
Thanks, dog.
Let's close it out. Something positive all around. Eric, you need some positivity.
Some positive. I'm taking a half day tonight because I'm on third shift like everyone knows. And I'm going to go kill a motherfucking doe in the morning.
Attaboy.
There you go.
Do it.
Get it.
Positive.
All right. Doug?
Something positive. I'm tagged out. Got a buck down.
Blah, blah.
Gang, gang, bang, bang.
That's right.
Hang in, bang. Tank?
This is the first year. I'm looking for a second buck. I'm going to tag out. Thanks, Doug. You're making me feel good.
I get back, bro.
Yeah. So
I like it. I like it. Steve.
realistically, like I always say something fucking stupid, but I just want to say, guys, everything that kind of occurred throughout this past year, and especially this hunting season, you guys have always been awesome to, like, when I was away, when I was not on the podcast working. Dude, it was always nice to hear back from you guys, and I'm glad you guys are my friends. I really do appreciate the shit, everything I've gone through, and like this season's been fucking awesome. Everybody out there listening, I appreciate all the support. I'm just having the fucking time of my life right now, and I could not be any happier than I am right now. So that's something positive. Thank you guys for all you guys in this room for the support, everybody out there for the support and the kind words. now you guys can insult me because I don't like all this positivity.
You're still a shithead.
Yeah, Kurt? Thank you. Thank
you. What are you, a girl or something?
Thank you.
You want a wine again?
Hold that feeling.
My positivity is Eric's going to have success, and sometimes the harder struggles make for the better success, my friend.
That's right.
Doug's got a great buck on the ground. Tank's got a great buck on the ground. Steve's trying a little harder this year than he did last year.
A little bit.
As long as it's positive, that needle's moving in one direction, baby.
I think that you have the ability, Steve, to put an arrow through a Pope and Young in Oklahoma, and I hope that you do.
And I hope I kill a couple hogs down there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
I can't believe Paul's letting you stay at his house.
I cannot believe you back some chorizo from those hogs.
Yes, dude. Some Oklahoma. Oh, dude. I want to smoke a couple. I want to smoke like a little baby. Like one little, because they're illegal to shoot. I want to smoke one little piglets, dude. And we'll just roast that motherfucker and eat him. He's going to be delicious.
Oh, one more positive thing. I'm going to get my first ass tattoo, so.
Damn. That is, I love he said his first.
Yeah. All downhill from here.
One more positive. I'm tagged out. I get to enjoy the season and take photos of everyone's deer. That's awesome. Fun. So, all right. You know what to do. Go shoot your bow. We love you.
I'm Will Cooper, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from Hunt Stand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.